Hello, my friends. This is Brian Q. Davis broadcasting from the Sales Warrior Podcast, a conversation about dominating your marketplace without sacrificing your body, your marriage, your children, or your soul. And today's topic is this: ask for miracles for others, and miracles will be given unto you. Sit back and relax, and let's get started. So we're into the weekend, and I just completed my workout this morning. I did the Zulu. Now, some of you that may have been following this podcast may be familiar with this workout. It's, you can find this workout inside the Adidas Runtastic Results workout app. This particular app has been key to my fitness for the last 3 years, and there's some intense workouts in it. And anyway, the kind of the pinnacle workout inside of it is the Zulu. It has workouts that go through A through Z, and you get to Zulu, and Zulu is 180 burpees, 180 jump squats, 180 push-ups, 180 sit-ups, and 180 punches. And it cycles. There's first round is 100 each, then the next round is 50, then the next round is 20, and then 10. I didn't want to do that workout this morning, but I heard to do it, so I did it. And what I've learned is that when I hear something like that and then there's resistance to it, that's exactly what I should do, because I can have faith, and I have to remind myself of this, that there is a gift on the other side. And today's gift was nothing short of a miracle. Now, as I went into this workout, one of my practices is to just search my heart and just listen for who comes up about who I should pray for. And sometimes it's just a few people. Sometimes it's a lot of people. Sometimes it's the whole world. And in fact, you know, there's a message today. And if you're asking yourself, well, I wonder if somebody prayed for me today. Well, the answer is I did pray for you today. I'm praying for anybody that ever hears this. So if you're hearing this in 2020, or if you're hearing this in 2050, I prayed for you this morning. Specifically, I was reaching out to some of my friends, brothers, family, and just asking them what they needed. Some of them responded, some of them didn't yet. But I found myself in a place where I was just asking for miracles. I was asking for big things for them. And one of the previous revelations this week was, you know, there's this thing about what should I ask God for? And I don't want to ask for, you know, can I ask for help with the big business deal? Can I ask for help to get my commission or bonus? Can I ask for help for, you know, something trivial? Getting the yard work done? I mean, can you ask for that, right? And we can get in our heads about what we can ask for. Well, the previous revelation I had this week was, if you want to ask in alignment with God's will, ask for miracles. Ask for miracles. That's hard. Asking for miracles is hard because of our finite human brains and our finite human stories and the finite confines of a sinful flesh that limits our ability to expand our radius to God's radius. We're seeing so little because we're basing everything on our experience, which generates the stories that tells us what is and is not possible, as opposed to our existence, which is the width of the universe. This could probably be two podcasts. So I had that as the framework this morning as I was going into this workout. And so what did I start doing? I realized it's hard for me to ask for miracles for myself. I'm better than I used to be, and I've certainly seen them time and time again. I've mentioned them on this podcast. I mean, I've had seen multiple miracles within my family and my daughter Perry, and the healing of her feet. Actually even goes back further. Whenever she was in utero, there was an ultrasound that showed that her organs were backwards, or not, maybe not backwards, but they were flipped. Well, they flipped back. I've seen lots of miracles, and I really easily forget them. But this morning, I was asking for miracles for people I love. That was my spiritual intention inside of this workout. So as I'm doing this workout, I'm going through these reps and I'm literally thinking about those people, and I'm circling them with rounds of burpees and push-ups and jump squats and sit-ups. And I'm thinking about that person. I'm putting them in my heart and I'm just asking God to bless them and protect them and support them and deliver miracles in their life. And that really became what I was doing during the workout. I was even stopping in between some reps, yes, to catch my breath, but then also I would send little messages, and I'd get downloads, and I'd send messages to people that came to my heart. Hey, you know, can I pray for you? What can I ask for? So I was actually taking, you know, I wasn't trying to, you know, beat my all-time record on this particular workout. I was just figuring I'll get a good time and this will be a good solid workout for the Saturday morning. Long story short, I get to the last two rounds and I look at the time, and I'm nearly a full 2 minutes ahead of my personal best time. I mean, I was like, WTF, what is going on? I had been taking breaks during the workout to pray and ask for miracles for people. And all of a sudden I look down and I'm 2 minutes ahead of my personal best. That was crazy. And I realized, dude, you've got a chance to beat your personal best. Now, I've tried to beat my personal best previously had been like 24:15 or something like that. I hadn't been able to beat that in about a year. And all of a sudden, I'm 2 minutes ahead of it. As I had been taking breaks, it made no sense. So I just buckled down and went for it and beat the time. Personal record. Except here's the thing I know. I didn't do it. It was a miracle. I witnessed a miracle. I didn't do it. It was a time warp. Time literally, what I felt in this is that time literally slowed down. Not to get all metaphysical, but this is what I believe and this is what I'll testify to you. Time slowed down and enabled me to get the rest of those reps. There's no sense in this at all. It doesn't make any sense for me. But the message I got was that if I want to see miracles in my own life, spend time asking for miracles in the lives of others. So I had to put this in the podcast today because somebody, some one of you needs to hear that. You may be in a place right now where you want or feel like you need a miracle, but you don't believe that. You've got a story. You got to believe it's not possible. You don't believe it's possible. You probably don't believe you deserve it. And so it's hard for you to ask because you're stuck in this little tiny bucket of your experience instead of acknowledging the divine pedigree of your existence. But my message to you today is the key to that, a key to unlock that. If you can't unlock it for yourself, start asking for it for others. Who right now in your life, then when you think about all of the people in your sphere of influence, need a miracle? My challenge to you today would be to go and ask for a miracle for them. Ask for a miracle for 5 people, 10 people, 20 people. Write them down. Go ask. Do it in a workout. Put them inside of your workout. Put them inside your meditation. Put them inside whatever you've got to do. But go ask for miracles for them. And then listen and watch what happens. Because to have miracles in your life, an access point is to ask for the miracles in the lives of others. That's what I got for you today, my friends. This is Brian Q. Davis signing off from the Sales Warrior Podcast. If you're interested in going deeper in some of these topics, some of the practices and principles that I use every single day, visit thesaleswar.com for a training that I released to the marketplace. Very powerful. We're getting massive results for it for the men who have gone through it. Saleswar.com. Thank you so much. More to come. God bless.